Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Some blunt words to residents of Miami Beach, Florida from that city's mayor.
Please, let's be safe, not sorry. We don't want heroes. Our first responders will not be able to help you as this hurricane hits. Please get out. Your own safety is number one priority.
Hurricane warnings are now in effect for South Florida and the Florida Keys as Hurricane Irma closes in on the U.S. And as hundreds of thousands of Floridians flee north from the storm, there are many people who are making plans to go to Florida.
Across the country, teams are gearing up for Hurricane Irma. This week, members of the New Jersey Army National Guard prepared for their deployments to Florida, where they'll help respond to any trouble the hurricane causes. From as far away as Minnesota, utility workers are on their way to Florida to help restore power quickly when the electricity goes out. Meanwhile, officials in South Carolina are keeping their eyes on the storm, urging residents to be ready to evacuate on Saturday. I'm Andrew Spencer.
After more than 40 years, there is apparently finally going to be closure in the Lyon sisters' case. The suspect in their deaths, 60-year-old Lloyd Lee Welch, is reportedly ready to plead guilty. Former prosecutor Debbie Hines, who's not involved in the Welch case, says there is a specific procedure that will be followed.
It has to go before the judge on Tuesday, and that is the procedure in any case of a guilty plea. The defendant has to actually admit to guilt in a courtroom before a judge on the record, and the judge technically accepts his guilt.
Welch is believed to have abducted the Lyon sisters from Wheaton Plaza in 1975, sexually assaulted them, then killed them, and buried their remains in rural Virginia, where his family owns property. One local school system is now fielding parents' concerns about long school bus rides and fewer bus stops.
Wayne Bayard with Loudoun County Public Schools is asking parents to be patient as school bus stops are consolidated.
It takes a little getting used to. I mean, we don't do house-to-house stops in a lot of cases anymore. You have to go to a central location.
Parents have complained about longer bus rides and fewer bus stops. Bayard suggests ways to make it safer for kids to get to their new bus stops.
They may have to have students walk in groups. They may have to have parental supervision getting to the bus stop.
As for reports, there are more complaints about school buses in Loudoun County this year. Bayard says complaints are actually down this year.
A Northern Virginia congressman wants the upcoming budget battle to include more money to fix the Memorial Bridge and faster.
We know that the Memorial Bridge is in terrible shape and needs a $250 million, basically, replacement.
Democrat Don Beyer says the current 6-year bridge repair schedule is just too long.
And we'd like to really get a 2-year plan. So we put an amendment to the appropriations bill asking the Secretary of Interior to just come up with a plan to get this thing paid for now.
Memorial Bridge carries some 70,000 vehicles a day. The Education Secretary is moving ahead with her plan to change the way colleges handle allegations of sexual assault on campus.
Betsy DeVos has, for months now, been examining the guidance from the Obama administration that resulted in changes on college campuses when it comes to how sexual assault allegations are dealt with.
Survivors aren't well served when they are re-traumatized with appeal after appeal because the failed system failed the accused. And no student should be forced to sue their way to due process.
That last part was the result of the education secretary hearing from male students who claimed their lives were ruined after being falsely accused.
One person denied due process is one too many.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,785, the NASDAQ at 63,98. Sports, the Nets win again, the O's lose, and the Chiefs beat the Patriots to open the NFL season. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 4 times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money begins Thursday the 14th. Details at WMAL.com and listen here. 4K a day on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway delays because of road work. Update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Scheduled to be done, but not the case right now. Outer loop at Old Georgetown Road is still in the right lane. Work is being done here on the road here from the overnight work crews, and this is giving us delays almost back to Colesville Road. So for everybody now, not just in Bethesda, but coming through Silver Spring, around the curves at the Mormon Temple and over to Old Georgetown Road, pretty much solid lineup as you narrow down to the two left lanes. Getting on to 270 southbound, had two separate accidents as you come out of the Frederick area, so keep alert, and as you come off of 70, very slow, merging onto 270 southbound. Crews are still there. Again, in that same area, two separate accidents. Also off of 70, let's go a bit further east, making your trip in Mount Airy. Howard County crews are with a structure fire, and they've closed Ridge Road at Penn Shop Road. This is just south of I-70. Virginia, you've been pretty calm here on 66. No problems on the Greenway, Toll Road, and around the Beltway. Lanes are open. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get back into it today. A few clouds around with clear sky this morning. A little northwest breeze around, but less of a breeze than yesterday. For the most part, it's sunshine today into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Stafford, 50 in Kensington, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Hillary Clinton says prayer, yoga, and Chardonnay got her through her election loss. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. 6:07 here on WMAL on this Friday. WMAL's where Washington comes to talk. And you know who's coming to talk this morning? Janice Dean, the Weather Machine, at 7:15. Will join us to talk about all of those hurricanes, including Irma, as it barrels towards Florida. We've got 7:45 this morning, Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, to discuss that team as they head into week one. 8:05, Mary Catherine Hamm will join us. And then 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and I'd love to start your Friday with some really good news. So guess what? Equifax has been the victim of a massive hack.
Equifax,
a credit reporting firm. That's who you go to find out what your credit score is. So they have all your information. They have your name, obviously, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and they even have some people's driver's licenses number. So they say the personal information of about 143 million people may have been compromised. That's about half the population of the country.
Oh.
About 50% of the population of the country. Your information may be out there.
And they're calling this one, I'm seeing a headline here, this is very possible, quote, very possibly the worst leak of personal info ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious. A lot of intimate details have been leaked in all of this.
Yeah, they say the credit card numbers for about 209,000 U.S. customers were also exposed, as well as their personal identifying information. On 182,000 U.S. customers involved in credit card disputes. Their information also leaked, and residents in the UK and Canada were also impacted. Now, they say this happened between mid-May and July. They discovered the hack July 29th. They are going to be mailing notices to people whose credit cards or their dispute documents were affected.
I'm sorry. They discovered the hack July 29th?
Yeah.
What month are we in?
Yeah.
You sons of credit people, what is going on here that we're only finding out about this a full month and a couple days after you discovered it? 143 million Americans? I'm sorry, a third of the country has had their information exposed here.
Yeah.
This is, what is it? It includes this. Names, socials, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers. Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to steal an identity. Thanks very much, Equifax. Way to stay on top of this.
Yeah, so I said they are going to mail notices. You can check to see if you have been potentially impacted by submitting your name and the last six digits of your social. And you're given a date when you will be enrolled in free identity theft protection and credit file monitoring services. They did not immediately reply to requests for more information. Although, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com says this is reason number 10,000 to check your online bank statements and credit card statements on a regular basis. Should do it every week. I said bad guys can be very patient, so it's important to keep an eye out long after the story fades from the headlines. So 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL is the number. Have you ever had your personal information stolen? Have, whether it was a credit card number or whether it was your entire identity. My poor husband, he gets a new credit card every other month. He is constantly having his credit card number stolen. It's insane.
Well, he should have never gotten that t-shirt with the credit card printed on it. That was weird.
He just gets so annoyed. And he is the one who is always getting notices from this company or that company that they've had a breach, and he used his card to buy something at this chain store, and hey, by the way, we've had a breach, so your number may have been exposed, so you should, and so he has to get a new credit card. And he actually had his whole identity stolen. And I will tell you, the federal government does nothing to help you. When you've had your social and all your information stolen, they do zip to help you. Zip. The credit card companies will help you out, but they do nothing. He has to have one of those blocks every time someone, you know, so no one can open up a new credit card in his name or anything along those lines. 888-630-9625 is the number. Ever happen to you?
Not to me. I have had a family member whose identity was stolen. I've got a couple family members in the military. One of them had their identity stolen by like somebody in Africa. They basically had found their pictures online, had repurposed all of it, and then were pretending to be them for months on end, and were catfishing women on Facebook. We're using this like fake military identity, this like invented identity. So eventually I get contacted by a woman who's convinced that she has a relationship with one of my family members to ask me more questions about how to get in touch with this family member. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? Anyway, so I finally got to the bottom of it and did a bunch of research, and we referred it to the FBI. It was like crazy. So the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of bad actors out there who are trying to steal identities.
You could get an even max on it from catfish.
Yeah, I had to let that woman down a little slowly. I was like, hey, this relationship doesn't exist. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, no. The worst thing for my husband, when his whole identity was stolen, they actually did a sting. They tried to buy a car in my husband's name in Florida. And they said the credit card company contacted the FBI and they set up this sting that when they came to pick up the car, they approved it.
Yeah.
And when they came to, because the dealer called the credit card company saying it didn't sound right. Why are, you know, he's not in Florida. And we never heard what happened, but they were setting up a sting to get them when they came to pick up the car. So I don't know. But the worst part of it is for years, we got mail in the guy's name. I can tell you to this day what his name was. Pedro Garcia.
Of course.
Pedro Garcia.
Oh, thanks, Pedro.
From Philadelphia. His address on Roosevelt Avenue, which was an abandoned house. There was nothing there. And he was having packages dropped off in front of the abandoned house, the whole bit. It bought so much stuff. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. 888-630-9625. Bob in College Park. Does this sound familiar to you? Hi, Bob.
Yeah, back when I used to have a credit card that had a calling card number on it, I used to put the number in so fast, there was no way the person could have looked over my shoulder. So what the credit card company said, what somebody probably did is while I was punching in the number, they probably had a video camera videotape me punching the number in and then slowed it down frame by frame and then used that calling card number. And then I got the credit card company called me and they said, yeah, we found that you were making a credit card call in Italy, Spain, and like all over Europe, but I was making them all at the same time. And I said, figure there's no way that could possibly be done.
Yeah, unless you've mastered time travel, Bob, and aren't telling anybody about it.
Right, and all that.
That stinks. That's awful. You have to get a new card. And my husband just texted me and said, I just got a letter from Sears last week. They had a leak. New card on the way. This will be his second card in a month.
This is crazy.
Second card in a month.
I have more thoughts on this. Do you have more thoughts on this? Have you had your information stolen, and how do you handle it? 888-630-9625. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's time to start thinking about how you're getting around the top side of the Maryland Beltway. Unfortunately, this is not good, and I'm trying to figure out why they're still there. They had the paving overnight on the Beltway near Old Georgetown Road. They still have the right lane blocked, and all I'm getting from crews is they plan to be there for a while. Outer loop at Old Georgetown Road, only two lanes getting by, delays almost back out of College Park, and continuous. So if you're coming around that stretch, like I said, delays continue to grow south of the Beltway, east-west highway. That could be an option for you depending on where you're going. The ICC north of the Beltway, Randolph Road, just a couple options to think about. Now on the inner loop side, you don't have any worries. All of your travel lanes are open and you're good through Bethesda and Silver Spring, but it's the outer loop and I'll keep a close watch on that for you. Also, two problems trying to get off of I-70. First, Howard County crews with a structure fire closing 27 Ridge Road just south of I-70 at Penchop Road. Don't commit. They'll detour you around there. And trying to get off of 70 to go 270 southbound. We had two separate accidents right as you merge off of 70 before you get to Bucky's Town Pike. So we're busy there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we've got generally sunny skies despite a few afternoon clouds, a high near 75 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low 57. Saturday, plenty of sun, highs in the low 70s and lows in the mid 50s. And then Sunday, mainly sunny, highs in the low 70s and lows in the upper 50s. Oh, that all sounds nice. Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
So Equifax has announced that they have had a breach, a cybersecurity breach, compromised personal information of as many as 143 million Americans, almost half the country. And this just in. After Equifax discovered the data breach, but before the company divulged the information, because this data breach happened between mid-May and July, three executives at Equifax sold their stock, according to the SEC. The data breach was discovered July 29th, and on August 1st and August 2nd, ahead of the announcement, several Equifax executives sold almost $2 million worth of stock combined.
Suspicious timing.
Well, they're no dummies. Would you sell it?
Way to go, Equifax. Well, they claim that they didn't know. The trio had not yet been informed of the incident, according to the company.
Yeah, okay.
This sounds suspicious.
Yeah, I'd still sell it. So have you ever had your data compromised? As I said, my husband gets a new credit card, at least six credit cards a year, because it's constantly, people are constantly being hacked. But also your entire identity, social security number, driver's license, everything, and someone has assumed your identity. Has that ever happened to you as well? 888-630-9625, Marshall in Rockville. Good morning, Marshall. Marshall, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Has this happened to you? Sound familiar?
No, it has not happened to me directly, but my sister, who's a total Luddite, she does nothing online. She does not do online banking. She doesn't use anything like that, but because she writes checks, her checks are now scanned. That became online, and somebody was able to hack into her account.
Get out, because I also do not do online banking. I also write checks because my husband does all this stuff, and he's constantly having his information hacked. So I write checks as well. So how did this happen? Someone scanned one of her checks?
No, well, the bank scans your checks now.
Okay.
Online.
Okay.
Okay. It's because you can't get away with it now because your checks are not returned to you any longer.
Right. Right. Okay.
So the banks scan the checks. And if they send you an image of the check, okay, and that's okay. How her account was hacked.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is just insane. I don't know how you get this to stop. How do you get this to stop?
I don't know. Even apparently avoiding technology is not helping. Hey, it reminds me of the Ali G joke. My cousin uses technology, doesn't use any technology at all. Honestly, check his website. He doesn't use any technology.
Regarding the ATMs, that's old school stuff as far as the pinhole cameras.
Yeah.
And old shoulder surfing. Okay, now you punch your pin in there, and after you leave the ATM, the guy behind you comes up, puts his camera into thermal mode, snaps a picture of the keypad. The warmest key is the one touched last. The coolest key is the one touched first.
If you touch the keypad to put in the amount of money you want to take out and that kind of thing, it'll totally confuse it.
Yeah, well, I usually just put my whole hand over the keypad when I leave and just wipe it clean.
There you go. There's another
reason.
It's insane what we have to go through. Marshall, thank you so much. I wonder if we're just going to start to go the other way and people are just going to be like, forget it. I'm just not doing this anymore.
Not spending money.
I'm just not. I try to use cash everywhere I can. Eileen in La Plata, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Eileen.
I just wanted to let you know that I got a call at 3:30 in the morning from American Airlines saying that I had purchased a ticket plus insurance. Then the very next morning at 8:30, I got a call from Southwest Airlines telling me that I had purchased a ticket there. And finally, I called the credit card company telling them what happened. And Delta Airlines also had a ticket that I had purchased.
Whoa.
I don't travel. So three airlines. Somebody had purchased three tickets, all around $500.
Wow, how was the trip?
Yeah, really.
Where were they to? Were they all to the same place?
Well, I figure they've got to be somewhere because they were all over between 400. One was $521.
Yeah, it's not a short trip. That's probably a decent range wherever that's headed.
Yeah, and insurance was purchased for each trip.
Yeah, well, you know, just in case they decide to cancel and they want their money back. Wait.
See, now, here's what I would love to see happen. I would love to see them say, okay, we're going to put this through. The airline puts it through. And when that person comes up with that ticket to board the plane, arrest them.
Why are they buying? Why are they buying insurance? I don't understand. They're spending her money. It doesn't.
That's a really good point.
Eileen, thank you.
Unbelievable. I had someone steal my credit card number, and I had only used this credit card in a couple of different places, so it was easy to narrow down where it was from. And they bought some online course from some religious leader in India to the tune of like $600. So the credit card company sent me a note like, you didn't buy this, right? I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, yeah, we're not going to pay this. I'm like, good, don't. It's sent new credit card. 622 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
So have you ever done this? I've done this before. I want to change something in a room. So I con my husband into moving the furniture and ripping up the carpet. You rip up the carpet because I'm going to redo these floors. It's going to be beautiful. And you rip them up and you're like, oh, maybe I'm not going to redo these floors. This is what I thought was under here. If you got that problem, you want to redo the home, you want to redo the floors in your home, you want to spruce it up, make it look nice, you need to pick up the phone and call 50 Floor because they make it so easy for you. They come to your home on your schedule, they help you select the perfect flooring, and they bring the samples with them. So you don't have to traipse from store to store to store. You get to see how it looks in your home with your furniture, your lighting. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love it. They make it so easy. New flooring is an investment. So you want to know that you are getting the best deal. So 50 Floor has a price match guarantee. You know you've made a wise purchase, and with that comes peace of mind. You're getting quality flooring installation at an incredible price. Now listen to this. During the month of September, they're giving you 60% off. That's amazing. Do it now. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use the promo code WMAL, you get an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50, 50floor.com.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's fall. Time to get focused, gear up, and get ready. Come to Cabela's Hunting Sale and find great deals on the latest hunting gear and apparel. Save 25% on all in-stock Federal Premium Rifle Ammo and get $150 off of Vortex Viper HSLR4 16x44 BDC 30mm rifle scope. Now only $399.99. Plus $20 off a Centerpoint Sniper 370 camo crossbow package. Fall is here, so don't miss Cabela's Hunting Sale. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Did you know that 97% of all home buyers are searching online? That's right, 97%. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we specialize in online real estate marketing and where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $10 million compared to the old-fashioned real estate agents. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number two comes from Jenny in Georgetown.
Everyone should be on a low-salt diet. It's just healthy for you. Duh.
Okay, let's shake it up. Research shows Americans on average already consume sodium in the safe range. Since sodium is an essential nutrient, consuming too little salt can cause problems, which is why the government should not continue plans to put all Americans on a low-salt diet.
Whoa.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters in the hot seat this morning in a couple of areas. Update is now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. On the Beltway, outer loop at Old Georgetown Road, where they've been doing overnight road work there for quite some time, and they normally wrap up right around 5 a.m. Not the case right now. I'm now hearing they're telling me they have equipment problems, so they can't quite get that right lane reopened, and it is causing huge delays out of College Park. Caller's saying about an hour leaving 95, heading around to Old Georgetown Road. So plan ahead. This is going to take some time. Delays beginning right near New Hampshire Avenue, south of the Beltway. Do expect 410 East-West Highway to pick up the bailout traffic. Not so much just yet, so good time to use that. North of the Beltway, Randolph Road, or the ICC, all depending, again, on your destination. Inner loop side, no worries. So if you're coming around out of Bethesda to Silver Spring, you're okay. It's the outer loop still watching you closely there. All right, trying to get on to 270. The obstacle has been two separate accidents right as you merge off of 70 to get on to 270 before the Monocacy. Still watch for that activity. And you do not want to commit to 27 Ridge Road in the Mount Airy area, just south of I-70. That is closed in each direction at Penshop Road. Crews dealing with a house fire. They will detour you around. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A run mainly clear sky across town through the morning hours. May see a few clouds mix in this afternoon with our blue sky. Very pleasant at about 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees in the nation's capital, 627.
Dave in Leesburg, I want to get you in here. We don't have a lot of time. You're an operations security expert. What's your advice?
My advice is you're not going to win. Doing things to slow a bad guy down. You need to shift the risk to a credit card company. For example, I don't know if I can say American Express online, but when I make a purchase, within 6 seconds, it pops up on my iPhone, and I know I can match the numbers, and I monitor it. And if something, I had recently, like six, I could see six items pending
yeah.
in my account, and they were stripped off before I could even make a call.
Wow. So you can monitor it. That's a lot of work to have to do that, though.
Got to go there after everyone's getting their identity stolen.
There needs to be a huge class action lawsuit for them to understand. 628 on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven Northern Mortgage Company. Big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require. From application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The Obama administration, the Trump administration, rather, is reversing something the Obama administration did to college campuses, which Betsy DeVos says gutted due process. We'll explain what the change is and why it's important. 6:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Florida's about to get hit hard by Hurricane Irma. Meteorologist Chad Myers.
It is heading to Florida. It is going to make landfall in the Keys somewhere. Right now, it's over Crooked Island and the Turks and Caicos. Millibars of 925. That is a very deep and strong storm. This is not a Category 1. This is nothing to ride out and say, oh, it's just a blow. I will be fine. No, if you are in the Keys, you need to go. If you are in the lower elevations here of Miami-Dade, you need to go. You already have those mandatory evacuations.
Meanwhile, a bill to fund relief for Hurricane Harvey victims may be headed to President Trump's desk today.
Republican conservatives may be grumbling about it, but today the House is poised to back a $15.3 billion disaster aid package that President Donald Trump and Democrats agreed to marry to a temporary increase in America's borrowing authority. Today's vote would send the measure to the president for his signature, replenishing rapidly dwindling disaster accounts as Hurricane Irma tracks toward Florida. The legislation would also provide money to fund government agencies through December 8th, eliminating the threat of a government shutdown when the new fiscal year starts next month. Scott Carr, Washington.
A magnitude 8.0 earthquake has struck southern Mexico, killing at least five people, including two children. The case of the Lion Sisters' disappearance is about to be officially closed. The suspect in their abductions and deaths, 60-year-old Lloyd Lee Welch, is reportedly going to plead guilty. A Prince George's County man charged with killing his little sister and two young cousins has been ruled competent to stand trial. A judge last month ordered a psych evaluation for 25-year-old Antonio Williams after a contentious court hearing in which Williams repeatedly shouted, "I'm not the one you're looking for." Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,785, the Nasdaq at 6,398. Sports sponsored by Visit Williamsburg. The Nats beat the Phillies to cut their magic number to four. The Orioles fall to the Yankees. And the Kansas City Chiefs stun the New England Patriots in Foxborough to open the NFL season. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This September and October, visit the Williamsburg Fall Arts Festival. Featuring 130 arts and entertainment events, wine and beer tastings, concerts, and more. Find your calendar of events at WilliamsburgFallArts.com.
Save up to 70% during the Mattress Warehouse Labor Day sale, with mattresses starting at just $59 in stock to take home today, and many more at prices that are just too low to advertise. Save up to $800 on select brands, including a free box spring, or take advantage of our free adjustable base upgrade. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus an additional $300 in Mattress Warehouse instant savings. Visit sleephappens.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decisions.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, this is difficult. We had the overnight construction outer loop at Old Georgetown Road normally by 5 o'clock. I'm telling you everything is cleared. Not the case. They're now telling me, yes, it is a broken down piece of equipment that blocks the right side of the Beltway. Huge backups as you come out of College Park beginning right near New Hampshire Avenue, about an hour ride. That's a long trip here early on around the Beltway to get you toward Old Georgetown Road. And now I'm hearing in the backups, I know it's frustrating when you're sitting in that bumper-to-bumper delay, stop and go, have an accident reported near Connecticut Avenue, so be very careful. Also, I-95 coming out of Calverton, southbound delays to merge onto the Beltway will go the opposite direction. Interloop right before and you merge onto Route 1, that's where we have a crash involving an overturn. Mount Airy have a house fire closing 27 Ridge Road just south of I-70 at Pen Shop Road and trying to get on to 270. That's been an obstacle for quite a while. Crews have dealt with two separate accidents before the Monocacy, so still a bit of activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good looking forecast as we head on through the next couple of days. That does include the upcoming weekend. Nice dry drive in this morning. We backed off the breeze a little bit today. Lots of sunshine, some clouds, 76. Tonight, partial clouds, 57. Saturday, a few clouds around. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs over the weekend cool in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Chantilly, 50 in Hinesville, 57 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Good morning. It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Friday morning. Joining us at 7:15 is the senior meteorologist from Fox News Channel, Janice Dean. She'll give us the latest update on the hurricanes. At 7:45, it's the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. There's a game coming up. At 8:05, Mary Catherine Hamm will be with us. She is on the board of the Travis Mannion Foundation, which is a nonprofit. And they have a race coming up, the Heroes Run. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel will be joining us with a wrap-up of all the political news. Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonese.
All right, good morning. An important bit of news happened yesterday, probably didn't get anywhere near as much coverage as it should have, which is the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, criticized the Obama era Office for Civil Rights, which compelled universities to use Title IX as a pretext to make sexual assault cases much more legally hairy. Which is to say, you know, normally in the United States, when you are accused of a crime, you're allowed to have due process, and the courts have to, you know, a jury of your peers has to find you guilty. The evidence has to be clear that you're guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. And far too often what was happening on these college campuses, thanks to the Obama administration, was that due process was completely thrown out the window, that people could be accused of misconduct, sometimes not even by the person who alleged to be the victim, sometimes by a third party. And they could end up being thrown out of school on the basis of the legal basis of what they were saying is preponderance of the evidence. The institution just had to believe 51% of the story. That's it. And they could decide to punish you based on that. The standards were loose. The justice was wrong in some cases. And now the Trump administration is taking it on. It's not a comfortable position to take on because it involves such a dramatic thing, sexual assault. But it's an important thing, especially if you want to keep the justice system intact and you want to avoid trying to have universities adjudicating crimes. So let's listen a little bit to Betsy DeVos discussing this yesterday.
Survivors aren't well served when they are re-traumatized with appeal after appeal because the failed system failed the accused. And no student should be forced to sue their way to due process.
All right, so I want to go through some of the examples reasons Robbie Sova, a friend of mine who's done tons of coverage on this, has such a great list of examples of where what she's talking about has occurred, which is that due process has failed these students. And let me hit some of them. Some of these are ones that she hit yesterday. We have a situation where a student was left to fend for herself in a university disciplinary hearing at Stony Brook University. Girl goes in, she has an accusation of sexual assault. The university tells her she has to make her own case without a lawyer, and she has to bring her own evidence. She has to have opening statements. She has to like come up with all of this legal stuff to be able to make her case in a courtroom style before a university. And again, without any legal assistance, this is a girl who's claiming that she was sexually assaulted. Now she has to deal with both that trauma and having to, like, you know, and suddenly become, you know, an overnight Google-based lawyer, which is, of course, in no way a service to her or the accused. The University of Southern California, let's go there. There was an athlete and his girlfriend, and the couple was described as playfully roughhousing, okay? A witness didn't think so, thought otherwise, and accused him of sexual misconduct. The woman involved said no, there was no sexual misconduct. This was totally... there was consent here. There's nothing out of line. The young man was dismissed by the school and he was expelled. And like this, the woman, it was quoted as saying the following: "When I told the truth, I was stereotyped and I was told I must be a battered woman. And that made me feel demeaned and absurdly profiled." So again, this is a university making these decisions. George Mason University. Let's go there. A student saw her rapist go free, her actual rapist. So what happened was, as far as we can tell, what happened was the school found him responsible, but because they didn't afford him due process, he sued the school, and after several, and he was able to walk free because they failed to use due process in their adjudication process. This is why it's a complete disaster, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not serving either the accused or the victims. Here's another one, the University of Tennessee. A student is filling out a quiz, and one of the questions is, what is the name of your class lab instructor? So what the student decides to write down is the following: Sarah Jackson. He just writes down the words Sarah Jackson. He makes up a name. Turns out Sarah Jackson is the name of a model. And what happens is the lab instructor ends up looking this up, or somebody does, and says, that's a model's name. You're demeaning this girl who's the lab instructor. They filed a Title IX complaint against him for writing the words Sarah Jackson on a line. His university opened an investigation into the complaints.
If someone wrote that name down, you know, said, you know, what's her name, and they wrote down that, and I go, oh, who's Sarah, and I look it up, and it's a model, I'd be like, yes, he's blind. You know, I would be, how is that demeaning? How is it demeaning in any way, shape, or form? This is, it's sheer insanity. I'm so glad the adults are in charge again.
And they're attempting to tackle it. Betsy DeVos, thank you for that speech and for your attempt at getting this right.
One person denied due process is one too many.
6:43 on WMAL.
It's Chris Plant here with a message for you from Cars for Kids. Do you have an old car you just don't use anymore? Don't let it hang around. Do something good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Whether your car is running or not, the great people at Cars for Kids will accept it in any condition and tow it away at no cost to you. Your donation will go directly to help kids' educational and youth programs across the country throughout the year. So if you have a car you're looking to unload but no time to deal with it, call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K, and see how easy it is to make a difference. Cars for Kids makes donating easy and hassle-free with pickup at a time that's convenient for you. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. There's no easier way to get your driveway back, so take a minute to call now or just do it online. Do it for yourself and do it for the kids.
This is a special announcement for anyone in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area faced with overwhelming financial pressure due to back taxes owed to the IRS or state taxing authorities. If you owe money to the IRS or other state taxing agencies, a free recorded message is now available that may help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. If you currently owe the IRS money in back taxes, if you're receiving collection notices from the IRS or state taxing agency, if you've been threatened with wage garnishment or bank levy, or if you need to file years of late returns, the longer you delay taking action, the more desperate your financial situation will become. Take the first step of resolution to these problems today by calling this free recorded message now. You will not have to speak with a live salesperson, and the information could significantly reduce what you owe. Call 1-800-881-4674 to listen to this free recorded message. Call 1-800-881-4674 to receive this valuable information before it's too late. Don't wait. Call 1-800-881-4674 now.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Hello, drivers. It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, nation's capital. Here we go. Virginia and D.C. Not too much to tell you about other than the heavy delays that were growing around the region. It's Maryland. We've had so many problems this morning. Latest incident heading for New Carrollton now on the Beltway. The crash. Outer loop near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So if you're coming around, say, even before 50, the John Hanson Highway, keep alert. Hit those brake lights. Getting to the Beltway, I-95. Heavy delays, mostly focused on the exit ramp to get you up onto the Beltway, heading toward the exit for Route 1 College Park due to the overturned vehicle. Left side, I still see the equipment there. Equipment broken down. It was the work crews from overnight. Outer loop at Old Georgetown Road. Right lane is still blocked. And for this 10-mile stretch, jammed from New Hampshire Avenue to Old Georgetown Road. Again, they're trying to get this out of the roadway with the broken down equipment not meant to be there. On 270 southbound, getting a little bit better now as you come off of the 70 and 15, two separate accidents as you merge there to the shoulder, but still causing a bit of rubbernecking to get through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good looking forecast as we head on through the next couple of days. That does include the upcoming weekend. Nice dry drive in this morning. We backed off the breeze a little bit today. Lots of sunshine, some clouds, 76. Tonight, partial clouds, 57. Saturday, a few clouds around. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs over the weekend, cool in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
6:47 on WMAL, 57 degrees in the nation's capital.
Grab a large or extra large Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee for a chance to win great prizes today. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game piece and rules, go to sippeelwin.com.
You know, you've heard of the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, now there is a fourth R that many people, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, is saying is What are you laughing at, the three R's?
Writing?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's always been the...
Writing starts with a W.
I know, and arithmetic starts with an A. But
what are you talking about?
You've never heard of that, reading, writing,
no,
arithmetic?
No, I'm sorry. I'm throwing you off. Get back to what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay. So the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying now there is a fourth R, and that is recess, that we don't let our kids play. The CDC says regularly scheduled periods within the elementary school day for unstructured physical activity and play. That is the definition of recess. Child development experts say that recess is just as important as reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Arithmetic.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, as I said recess is necessary and crucial to children's cognitive, physical, emotional, and social development. You're starting to see a backlash by parents against these super structured days for children. We had an entire generation that was raised with play dates as opposed to letting your kids be bored. And they're saying now that letting your kids be bored can be one of the best things you can do for them, is because when they're just sitting there, that's when their imagination and their brain engages. And they find things to do, and that's when they're creative. Mm-hmm. And that's when if they're with other kids, they say, I want to go play. They're with other children. They learn social skills and interaction. And they learn, it's just a very, very important thing for children.
Also, recess makes you less of a hyperactive, crazy person.
Yes.
We just need to run this kid. Let's just, that way this afternoon is not miserable for the teacher.
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics says kids need to rotate between times of learning and times of playing, because they need that period of interruption between those cognitive chores that they're doing when they're learning. The average recess in the U.S. is 20 minutes, and most schools are down to just one 20-minute recess that's combined with lunch.
All right. So
not enough.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, and recess. It's Rick's Rorty Ryan on WMAL.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? With all this searching from site to site, it can take hours, if not days, to find the perfect place to stay. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Save time and money today by visiting Tripping.com, the world's largest vacation rental search engine. Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs. And Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to find the perfect place for you. Simply type in your destination, and Tripping.com shows you all available properties from the top vacation rental sites, so you can search and compare listings all in one place. Visit Tripping.com to find the best vacation rental for your family. That's Tripping.com. To find a place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Understanding Your Blood Lab Test and Hair Analysis on Wednesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
All right, money time, 6:53. Let's check in with Jessica Enninger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Futures are lower, pointing to a lower open this morning on Wall Street. Markets are lower in Europe and in Asia. Crude oil is ticking lower. Hurricane Irma and a severe earthquake overnight in Mexico. So you should watch airline, cruise line, and insurance stocks again today. Florida is bracing for that hurricane, the most powerful sustained storm ever recorded in the Atlantic. It's now over the Bahamas at a Category 4. Gasoline is getting hard to find in South Florida as people try to fill up to drive inland and north. Truckers hauling fuel going south toward Miami are being cheered, literally, for staying on the job while they pull into gas stations that are still open so more people can head the other way. Equifax shares are getting crushed in the pre-market this morning. It was hacked, and the personal information of half of all Americans was exposed, maybe yours. And we've reached peak pumpkin spice mania with pumpkin menthol cough drops at CVS. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing, and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away. Call 877-304-TRADE. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
All right, 6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Update on the Maryland Beltway in case you didn't hear. We had the overnight work crews out a loop at Old Georgetown Road. Normally, they're gone by 5 a.m. However, apparently, they're having some equipment problems, and they still have the right lane blocked. And this is causing huge backups coming out of College Park. So from 95 and around to Old Georgetown Road, just a solid lineup bumper to bumper through that stretch. Also coming off of 95, slows to get onto the inner loop where we had an overturned car right near the exit for Route 1. Still see some of that at Fire and Rescue there, mostly, though, on the left shoulder. Latest problem on the Beltway, the crash still blocks, looks like two right lanes. It's going to be heading in toward Greenbelt on the outer loop in New Carrollton, northbound before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and heading now into D.C. with the crash, southbound 295 near Benning Road. Fire and Rescue still responding there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad over the next few days. We've got gorgeous weather taking us right through the upcoming weekend. Just a little cloud early, otherwise sunshine dominates through the day today, 76. Tonight, some clouds into the upper 50s. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, maybe a few clouds around, highs low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Donald Jr., the younger Trump, talked to Senate investigators yesterday for 5 hours. And he actually, he tweeted about it. He said, I met with the Senate Judiciary Committee today. I'm thankful for their professionalism and courtesy. And in his own statement, he noted that he exhausted every single one of their questions over that five-hour period, suggesting that they came to some sort of resolution. That's not what the Democrats are saying, by the way. They don't say that they're saying that their concerns have not been assuaged. by Don Jr. But when you run out of questions, it does kind of suggest that you've reached the end, right? That maybe this isn't exactly working out for you, that your line of questioning isn't yielding anything interesting. 5 hours is a long time to be questioned, though. And they had a lot of questions about that 2016 meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya in June. So they wanted to know, you know, why and how and what went down. And he said that he was looking for information to the extent that he could get it on Hillary Clinton's fitness to be president. That's according to the New York Times, who reported the contents of this behind closed doors meeting, meaning the Senate one yesterday. So, look, I look at this, especially the fact that he noted that he exhausted all the questions. And I assess it sort of the same way that I do, you know, what we saw after Jared Kushner gave his testimony, which is it's likely that he was able to settle in their minds the fact that he's not that important to this. If you still, like, earnestly and sincerely believe that there's a Russia-Trump connection, that Don Jr. was a bit player and had a pretty boring meeting, actually. All of the available accounts so far suggest that it was. I mean, very little was yielded from it. In fact, we saw, I think it was Manafort's notes from the meeting, had everything to do with, like, Magnitsky Act stuff. It had nothing to do with what they wanted in the first place, which was dirt on Hillary Clinton. Obviously, it expressed an openness to work with this lawyer to try and get dirt on a political opponent, but she'd never brought the goods. So it was a failure to launch. If there was ever any attempt at collusion, they never got it off the ground. So they're going to have to head in a different direction, it looks like. But for now, Democrats again on the committee are saying, well, we're still concerned about Don Jr.
Well, maybe they could ask Natalia Veselnitskaya, since no one has contacted her. Yeah. What could she possibly know?
Oh, she might be helpful in this conversation. So at any rate, we'll see if there's more to come from Don Jr. But I think he's settled a lot of those questions. Here's what's coming up, though, on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Janice Dean, the weather machine, and she'll give us an update on Irma, the aftermath of Harvey, and there are two more hurricanes churning out there. So tell us about those as well.
And the President of the United States broke bread with the Speaker of the House last night. Did anything else get broken? 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM.